It's been a tough season for Four Corners farmers. The USDA has rated the region as being in an exceptional drought, its most extreme rating, for months. Despite that, fresh local produce can be found just off of Main Street in Cortez this winter. 22, 23, 23. Michelle Martz is a farmer at Songhaven Farm in Cajon. Right now, she's laying out squash before customers come through. It's not her squash, but that's not the point. Right, Martz is part of the Southwest Farm Fresh Co-op. It's a way for farmers to collaborate and have a collective risk in their work and get more of their produce in the community.
I think it has great strength because it's very community-based. And to me, it's a very radical, but a very basic idea of who we are as Americans.
Farmers from Colorado's Western Slope and northwestern New Mexico share their produce in a network that sends it across the region, including restaurants in Cortez and Telluride. The co-op saves a farmer's time by taking care of the marketing and delivery.
Increase the way we do business, like we're able to grow more vegetables and sell more vegetables to the area's restaurants.
Of course, when you're eating a meal with your produce, that earns some bragging rights to company at the table.
I took two of my friends out to dinner, and we all sat down, and that's when they had my cherry tomatoes and the risotto, so that was really fun.
And when produce isn't shown off as it comes out of a restaurant's kitchen, it's also found on tables as part of the co-op's Harvest Share program.
We lay everything out and we put up a chalkboard that says, take this many carrots or this much onions and this head of broccoli.
That's Kendra Brewer, the co-op's general manager.
And then people can come on through and choose which carrots they want, which tomatoes they want to take home with them.
Using the share program, customers can pick up fresh produce as snow starts to fall outside. All they have to do is pay in advance, joining the farmers on that collective risk, and enjoy several weeks of produce in the summer and fall.
So we've got some red onions from Terrasana Farm. And then right next to those, we've got some mixed color carrots from...
This collective produced a delightful array of colors, from the off-whites of garlic to the mixed yellow and purple carrots.
I think it creates a nice feast for the eyes and gets people excited about what they're going to take home.
It's decorative, certainly. And customers like Gretchen Cowan notice, too, as they gush about their love for local food.
Can't believe we're getting tomatoes in December. Feels like Christmas, getting to walk down the row of food and pick out all this beautiful produce to take home.
Moving forward, Brewer has plans to expand the program, like offering individual and family-sized shares, and an ugly produce option to sell the ones that might look a little bruised, but are otherwise fine. She's happy with the feedback so far, a positivity that's carried by the people coming through with kids and friends as they sort through the rainbow in front of them.
It's festive. It's a nice surprise, and they're kind of excited to see these colorful, fresh vegetables out, and it's a meeting point for community members as well as a food pickup.
After a difficult growing year, it's nice to have a reason to celebrate. For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Daniel Reisel.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KSJD, KVNF, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.